Okay, hey William, hey, here it is, Daddy-O, and I got another chapter for you of the solar hat. Okay, well, this chapter is going to be a really interesting one because in this chapter, you are going to learn all about the solar hat. Now, if you remember the last chapter, oh, the last chapter was quite exciting. That's where Kashi and Tony showed up with a taco truck and they actually tried to steal Squeaky Toy in a big flour sack. But they were disrupted by Margaret Maplethorn, and then the ninja squirrels stole Squeaky Toy, and they've got him up in the tree with their cobweb net, and they were going from tree to tree, and 3T, oh, good old Timmy Tommy Toby, tried to rescue Squeaky Toy, and guess what? He got tied up too in cobweb web. Oh, he was stuck up on the cedar tree. And then it was Tony and Kashi and Margaret Maplethorn who actually finally rescued Squeaky Toy. And they got him away from the ninja squirrels. And Squeaky Toy was really afraid when he saw Tony and Kashi because he knew they were trying to get him. But then he was confused because they were trying to help save him. And he didn't know what to think. Humans are awfully strange, he thought. I don't understand this. Well, maybe it was something else. And maybe, well, I'll think about it. So they got him undone from the cobweb, sticky cobweb mess, and they got 3T undone from the sticky cobweb mess. And then Kashi and Tony drove Margaret Maplethorn back to the toy shop and dropped her off. And she went in and had her lonely, solitary dinner with nobody else there and then sat and thought about the squirrels. Oh, those squirrels. Oh, I don't like those squirrels. Oh, those squirrels. And then Timmy Tommy Toby and Curtis went home. And Timmy Tommy Toby waved goodbye to Curtis and he went in the house to Squeaky Toy. Timmy Tommy Toby didn't want to talk about the ninja squirrels. I mean, who wants to say, I was captured by squirrels and they tied me to a tree with cobwebs? Nobody. You wouldn't do that if you were captured by squirrels. No, you wouldn't. Well, Timmy Tommy Toby didn't want to either. And Squeaky Toy, well, nobody asked him. Nobody said, hey, Squeaky Toy, how's it going? How was your adventure with the ninja turtles? Ninja squirrels? Did you like being tied up by the ninja squirrels? Well, nobody asked him that. Nobody said anything. So it was just another day in the Tall Tale house. And then Dr. Tamara Tall Tale saw 3T come in and said, Timmy Tommy Toby, you're late. You're late. Come on in. You need to take a tub. You need to wash your hair. You need to get ready for school tomorrow. And have you done your homework? Timmy Tommy Toby looked at her and said, oh, Mom, have you done your homework, Timmy Tommy Toby? Timmy Tommy Toby said, no. Oh, his mother was not going to stand for that. You sit right down here and do your homework right now. Oh, 3T was not happy about this. He had just gone through a hair-raising adventure with ninja squirrels. Here he was tied up in a cedar tree. He was coming home. He was exhausted. He wanted to sit down and watch a little bit of 3D television because there was a big football game on he wanted to watch. But no. It was Washington Gumption University. No. Sit down and do your homework. Oh, mothers can be so hard sometimes. So Timmy Tommy Toby had to do that. He had to sit down and do his homework right then and there. Oh, well, Squeaky Toy felt he had to be helpful. So he went and cleaned up Timmy Tommy Toby's room, put all the Legos away, put all the toys back up on the shelves, all the Mega Monsters, everything got back, the books and everything, and he even made his bed. And then he went into his sister's room and he made her bed and cleaned her room up. Oh, he was happy. Now he was doing just what he liked to do, being a little cleanup robot. And then he went down in the kitchen and he washed all the dishes and he cleaned up while Dr. Tamara Talltale said, okay, Squeaky Toy, we'll have to make dinner. Well, I don't know what to make, but we'll have to make something. And Squeaky Toy helped and he cut up all the vegetables with her and he helped her cook. And oh, what a good little robot. Well, dinner was ready. Timmy Tommy Toby was sitting at the table. He was looking so grumpy, 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 making faces. His mother said, Timmy Tommy Toby, have you finished your homework? No. Why not? I don't like it. Well, you have to finish it. No, I don't want to. Timmy Tommy Toby, if you don't finish that homework, then you get no 3D video for the next week. Well, what? What? No 3D video? But my favorite shows are on. No video for you. Do your homework. Oh. Timmy Tommy Toby was stuck. Arrgh. So he started doing his homework. Oh, he had to write. He had to do math. He had to do geography questions. He had to do history questions. And then he had science questions. Oh, I gotta do science. Oh, science. A little Squeaky Toy robot would have said, oh, Timmy Timmy, Tommy, Toby, the science is the most fun. It's the best part. But Timmy, Tommy, Toby was in no mood to hear from a robot. So he sat there doing his homework and doodling and doing his homework and doodling, and he wasn't doing it very fast. All of a sudden, dinner was ready to go on the table. Timmy, Tommy, Toby was still grumbling and grouchy because he had to do his homework. His sister came in and said, "La, la, 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 hey, hi, I did my homework and I'm all set. Ha, 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 3D, ha, 3D." Oh, she was teasing 3D, no end. He was getting so angry. Then their father came home. Well, Timothy Talltale, Dr. Timothy Talltale, he was a big boy. He came in the door and he was excited. "Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, I'm so excited. Everybody, I'm so excited. Oh, I can't believe it. Oh, what? I got an email from Mr. Nagiyoshi-san. He's going to arrive on the plane at Skedaddle Airport on Friday. He's coming in and he's bringing a special solar hat for our Ayatsuri Ningyo robot." Well, Squeaky Toy looked up and said, "Huh? What?" And then Timmy Tommy Toby looked up and he said, "Oh, good, I can get out of my homework." And he said, "What, Dad, what?" And Dr. Talltale said, "I got to tell you, we've got the manual. I printed it all out. He's telling me what I have, and he sent me the manual for what he's going to bring." Well, Dr. Tamara Talltale, bless her soul, she was the practical one. She said, Timothy, that's all well and good, but we have to eat dinner. So put that aside. We're all going to sit down as a family and eat dinner." Oh, Timmy. Tommy Toby was like, "Oh, Mom." And Timothy Talltale said, "Dear, I was just..." And his sister said, "Please, please, please." And tomorrow, O'Toole Talltale said, "No, dinner first, and then you can read it to us after dinner." So they all sat down for dinner. And she made a casserole and a salad and some soup. And they had milk. And the two parents had coffee because they like coffee. And they sat down to dinner. And they all sang grace. "Oh, the one is good to us. For this we thank the one." Because they were very happy that they got to eat something and they got to have food. And they had this cute little Ningyo robot who actually didn't have to eat. So he just sat there singing along and they had dinner. And that was that. And they all chatted about dinner. And then Dr. Timothy Talltale looked at 3T and said, "3T, yes, sir. Have you done your homework?" Oh, Timmy Tommy Toby said, "No, I haven't done my homework." Timothy Talltale looked up and said, "I can't believe this. How do you expect to get anywhere in your life, anywhere, if you just can't do some stupid homework?" Oh, 3T was, but 3T said, "But I don't like it. It's boring. I don't like it." Oh, Dr. Talltale said, "Oh, it's boring, is it? Oh, really, it's boring. So when you grow up, when you're driving a garbage truck, that's not going to be boring, is it? No, because you're going to have to worry about some robot taking over from you." Well, that could have been an insult to Ningyo Robot, but he... "So I think you better study so that you can get a better job than driving a garbage truck." Well, Timmy Tommy Toby didn't know what to say. His father was being pretty rough on him. But his father knew that the way you're going to go through life is to put your all into it and put your every effort into everything you do, because that's how to get ahead, get forward, succeed, but best of all, to use your talents. And if you don't use your talents, they wither up and die. And then all you're good for is driving a garbage truck. So Timmy Tommy Toby said, "Okay, Dad, I'll do my homework." "Well, good. Well, let me read you this first." And he pulled out a sheaf of papers. And he looked at Squeaky Toy. He said, "Squeaky Toy, guess what? Mr. Nagiyoshi-san is going to come here Friday." Ayatsuri Ningyo Robot brightened up. "Mr. Nagiyoshi-san? Mr. Nagiyoshi-san? His Mr. Nagiyoshi-san was coming Friday? Oh, he was excited as a little robot can get. Pretty good." And then Dr. Timothy Talltale said, "Yes, and you know what he's bringing to you?" Squeaky Toy looked blank. "He's bringing you a solar hat." "A solar hat? Well, what's that?" And Squeaky Toy said, "Huh? What?" Timmy Tommy Toby said, "What do you mean a solar hat? What do you mean a solar hat?" So Dr. Timothy Talltale said, "Well, let me read this to you. Go on, everybody, sit down." And then tomorrow, Jewel Talltale, bless her soul, she's such a wonderful person, filled his coffee cup up again and said, "Here, Timothy, have some coffee. Tell us what was going on." He said, "Well, Mr. Nagiyoshi-san sent me this manual for the solar hat, and I got to tell you what's in it." Oh, he was getting excited. His face was getting red. He was all like, blah, blah, blah. They said, "Calm down. Okay, so this hat has solar panels in the hat. Solar panels? Yeah. They're like butterfly wings. Have you ever seen a butterfly wing? Timmy, Tommy, Toby sat up and said, a butterfly wing? And Tomorrow Tool Talltale looked at him and said, yes, 3T, if you had done your science homework last night, you'd know how butterfly wings look. Oh, 3T was getting it on all sides. He said, oh, I'm sorry. So Dr. Timothy O'Toole Talltale said, look. And he went to his tablet and he pulled his tablet up and he opened it up and he said, show me a butterfly wing and how it's made. And he opened up the butterfly wing and there was this beautiful wing. But on the butterfly wing were these little cells and they overlapped. They overlapped one on the other and then they overlapped again. They said, this is what it is. And so the whole solar hat is made of butterfly-like things, and they collect energy from the sun. Oh. And then the current that gets generated from the solar panels connect to Ayatsuri Robot's head. Everybody looked up. Ayatsuri Robot said, huh? What? And Mr. Nikio and so Timothy Talltale said, well, look, here, there's a diagram. And he showed a diagram, and the diagram indeed showed a little picture of Ayatsuri Nigyo Robot's little head. Only it was his head with the hair pushed back. And Dr. Talltale said, look, if we look at his head, we'll see all these different points. They're in a form of a little star. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Here, let's go find them. He said, Squeaky Toy, come here. So Squeaky Toy went over, and Timothy Talltale said, listen, let me look at your head. And he went and he pushed his hair aside. Well, nobody had done this. You know, he just pushed his hair aside. And there in the very front of his head was a little metal node. It was just a little metal node. It wasn't a big one. You didn't see it. There it was. And then he went to the other side over his ears, and there were other two metal nodes. And then he went to the back, and there were two other metal nodes. And he said, so when Squeaky Toy wears the hat, then the hat will sit on the metal nodes. And when they sit on the metal nodes, then the current generated from the hat will charge Squeaky Toy. We don't have to wind him up anymore. Oh, Timmy, Tommy, Toby thought that was great because, to be honest, he forgot to wind up Squeaky Toy all the time. And it was Tomorrow O'Toole Talltale who wound him up because he wanted him full of juice. And Squeaky Toy said, what? What? I won't have to crank my... Even Squeaky Toy cranked himself up once in a while because he said, nobody's doing it. And he cranked. He said, what? I don't need to hand crank? No. And then Dr. Timothy Talltale read. He said, look, Squeaky Toy, when Mr. Ningiyoshi-san made you for the contest, he knew that the whole robotic world was going to be watching. And if he let the world know that you had more energy than just a hand crank, they would be totally blown away. And then you'd be stolen. And I don't want you stolen because some robot manufacturer is going to take you to pieces and reverse engineer you. Timothy Tommy Toby looked up and said, reverse engineer? What's that? What's reverse engineer? Timothy Talltale looked at him and said, well, 3T, reverse engineering would be to take our little friend Squeaky Toy here and take him into the lab and then take him to pieces. What do you mean, take him to pieces? Well, first of all, they take his head off, and then they take his arms off, and then they open up his body, and then they'd see how he was wired, and they'd look at what he had for computing, and then they'd decode his software, and then they'd see how he's made, and then they would be able to build a robot just like him, and they'd steal all of Mr. Ningiyoshi's ideas. Oh, 3T didn't think that sounded very good. Ayatsuri Ningyo Robot didn't think that sounded very good. Squeaky Toy said, is that going to happen? And Dr. O'Toole Talltale said, well, I don't think so, but, you know, you never know. And Squeaky Toy thought back, oh, well, and he almost said, well, someone's been trying to steal me all week. But he didn't quite get it out because Timothy Talltale kept talking. So when we put this hat on you, if you wear this hat, then we don't have to charge you and you'll get charged all the time. And you know what? You know what else? With this solar hat on, Squeaky Toy, then your charge capacity will increase. Squeaky Toy said, huh? Timmy Tommy Toby said, huh? Timothy Talltale looked at his son and said, Timothy Tommy Toby, if you would spend more time studying your science, you'd understand what a charge capacity is. Timmy Tommy, 3T hit his head. Oh my goodness, he's getting hammered on both parents for not doing his homework. Well, charge capacity is this. If you have a battery and the battery can only hold so much charge, so much electricity, then you can keep putting your battery in, but it's not going to hold anymore. Like, look at your smartphone, 3T. So 3T held up his smartphone. And Timothy Talltale said, okay, when you plug it in at night and you get up in the morning, what does it say? 100%. Yes, 100% charge. That's because the battery has been charged to 100%. But it can't be charged anymore. So your charger turns off. That's as much battery as you get. And that's all you get for the day. So you got to use it, remember? Because if you talk too much, you watch videos, it goes dead because you've used up all your charge. Well, if I got Sir Ninja Robot has a new hat, a new solar hat, and that it will increase his charge capacity, then guess what? Timmy Tommy Tommy said, what? Squeaky Toy said, what? Well, you're going to get an enhanced battery pack. Oh, this was news. What do you mean a battery pack? Well, Timothy Talltale started reading the manual again. It says here that because of the increased charge capacity from the solar hat, then we can enhance the battery pack with greater capacity. And that greater capacity will allow us to install more neural software to work with. Huh? And look, so what Mr. Ningyoshi-san wants to do is not only is he bringing the hat, but he's gonna, he didn't want to say he's going to take you apart. All right, sir, Ninja Robot, because that might scare the poor little squeaky toy, and 3T would be totally rocks out. He said, well, it's like you went to the hospital and had to have an operation. And 3T said, huh, he has to have an operation? Dad said, no. If it's going to be like an operation, that Mr. Nikiyoshi-san is going to take out Squeaky Toy's existing battery and he's going to put in a bigger battery. And this battery is going to have larger capacity and longer life. And so it'll last longer. So it can run all day and he won't run out of battery juice. And he won't be falling off of things and falling over because he's got more battery. Oh, well, that sounded interesting. 3T could get on with that. Squeaky Toy said, well, that would be good. And Timothy Talltale said, and you know what that means? Do you know what that means? That means because he has a bigger charge and more life expectancy that now you can support some more cyber neuro applications. 3T looked at his dad and said, what? His dad said, cyber neuro applications. What's a cyber neuro application? Oh, Timmy Tommy Toby, if you'd done your homework last week on robotics, you'd know. Oh, Timmy, poor Timmy Tommy. You know what? Timmy Tommy Toby's sitting there saying, I'm going to do my homework every day now. Oh, I'm going to do my homework every day. So, I'll tell you. You have a robot, and the robot has cybernetic nerves. Okay, cybernetic nerves. They're not nerves like you have. You have organic, natural nerves, but a robot has to have nerves too, so they're cybernetic. And they're called cyber neuron. And because they're cyber neuron, they run on software applications because Squeaky Toy runs with a computer in them. 3T said he does. He's got a computer in him? Yes, indeedy. And that computer runs all of his parts. Why do you think he's so smart? 3T said, well, you used to tell me I'm smart and I don't have a computer in me. Timothy Talltale laughed and said, yes, but you're a human. Humans are smart because humans are smart. That's the way humans are made. They're made originally smart, and they're always smart. It's only some humans decide they don't want to be smart, and so they slow down and stop being smart, and then all they're good for is to drive garbage trucks. But I think you have a better future. So listen up. Oh, okay. So here's what's going to happen. We got some new features. He wrote them down here. Let me tell you what the features are for Squeaky Toy. Okay, Dad. What are we going to do with Squeaky Toy? Is he going to clean my room faster? Is he going to do the dishes faster? Will he have more dishes to cook? Timothy Talltale laughed. Tomorrow, Tool Talltale said, wait, will he know more dishes to cook? Can he do some more cooking? I'd love that. Well, let's see. So he started reading the list. Well, first of all, he's going to have more linguistic capability. Well, what does that mean? That means he's going to be able to read and speak more languages. Oh, but Daddy already speaks over 100 languages and he can read more than 100. Yes, I know, son, but there are many more languages than that. And who knows when Squeaky Toy is going to have to speak another language. So he's going to have his linguistic capability expanded. and he's going to learn all sorts of alphabets, and he's going to be really helpful. And the only thing I'm not going to let him do is help you with your homework. Oh. And then what else he's going to have, because he has better capacity, Mr. Ningiyoshi-san can turn on more data storage. Because after all, he's got data storage in him, and he has enough data storage to keep up with winding him up. But, you know, he's a robot. And so in terms of data storage, now he's going to have more data storage. And I think, you read it here. Oh, yes. In addition to a larger battery, he's going to get bigger hard drive space. Well, it's not really a hard drive. It's like a bubble drive. It's like a memory drive. It's a cyber neuronic piezoelectric storage drive that's going to be so big. Oh, it's going to be so big he can store all the electric documents he wants. Squeaky Droid said, huh? I can? And 3T said, really? Really? Like he can take all my school books and read them off to me? And Timothy Tall-Tale said, no, he can't. You have to read them yourself. 3T wasn't happy. But he can read other books, and he can learn all other things, and he can have manuals, and he can do all sorts of things. Oh, there's something else. Look, he's going to have new circuits put in with the battery and the data extension. What? He's going to have radio frequency circuits. So he has secure cellular and radio communications. That means that he can probably talk to us over his cellular communications, like calling you on a cell phone. 3T said, you mean I can use my smartphone and call up Squeaky Toy? And Timothy Tall-Tale said, I think so. I think that's what he's talking about. Well, of course that's what he was talking about. Because, after all, Squeaky Toy has all this capacity now, and Mr. Nigiyoshi-san is thinking, how can I make this Squeaky Toy really good? Well, he didn't know it was Squeaky Toy at the moment. It was this Ayatsuri Ningyo robot, because he hadn't been to America yet. He said, how can I make my Ayatsuri Ningyo robot better? I can give him better communications. And so he did. And he made secure radio frequency so that Squeaky Toy could not only talk over cellular phones, but he could talk over the radio. He could even talk over the 3D television if he wanted to. He could make his voice come through and say, hello, I am Ayatsuri Ningyo Robot. How are you? And it would come out of the television like somebody on the 3D was playing. And it was like, whoa. So that was cool. And then, oh, more. Look at this. He's going to have amplified sensory inputs. Oh. 3T said, what is an amplified sensory input? Well, Timothy Tall-Tale said, it's like this. Okay, his hearing is going to go up. Now, right now, Squeaky Toy hears very well. But because he has more battery and more charge and more capacity, his hearing, let's read it, is going to go across a wide decibel range. Really? So that he can baffle sounds and frequencies, and then he can hear in multiple frequencies. Well, wow, that means he can hear things that we can't hear. And Timothy Tommy Toby said, well, I don't understand. What do you mean, things we can't hear? So Tower Tool Tall-Tale came up and said, okay, T, I'll tell you. We have our little dog, right? Yeah? Well, sometimes when you want to call the dog, you use a dog whistle. Yeah? And when you blow the dog whistle, what do you hear? Nothing. Well, that's what you hear. You don't hear anything. Yeah, there's nothing. But what does our dog hear? I don't know. He hears a sound. He hears a dog whistle. Because our dog can hear at a different frequency than you. Really? Yes, 3T, really. If you pay attention to your science, you'd know this. So he can hear more. So 3T is now going to be able to hear across a wide decibel range, and he can hear more stuff than we can. Oh, Timothy Tall-Tale said, and his sight. His sight's going to go far into the infrared and the ultraviolet. Well, what does that mean? Well, you know, like bees. You know when bees land on flowers? Now, bees see what they call a pollen path. And the pollen path leads them into the flower because the bees see in the ultraviolet. And the pollen path shines out in the ultraviolet. Well, we are humans. We can't see the ultraviolet unless we have like an ultraviolet light. And so we can't see what the bees see. Oh. A Squeaky Toy can. Oh, and he can see at night too, because he'll be in the infrared. Really? Yeah, like those night goggles that they have, that the soldier guys have, and they can see at night because they're so night goggles, and Squeaky Toy will be able to see at night. Oh, this sounds like we're getting a real superhero little robot here. Really? And Timothy Tall-Tale said, wait, it goes on. his analytic capacity is going to be increased. 3T said, analytic capacity? And Tomorrow Tool Tall Tale said, yes, he's going to think better. Well, what do you mean think better? Well, we're going to give him a high-level, fuzzy, logic-enabled, multi-factor statistical processing brain. 3T was now lost. He said, fuzzy logic? What's fuzzy logic? Well, fuzzy logic is when you have some facts, but you don't have all the facts, but you want to find out what it is, so you work with the facts you have to come up with conclusions that where the facts lead you, but they don't tell you. Oh, I don't understand. And multi-factor statistical processing, oh my goodness, this is going to be great. Squeaky Toy, you can come to my lab. You can run stats for me. I had Sir Ninja Robot looked at him and said, anything you like, Dr. Talltale, I'm happy to help. Well, statistical multi-factor processing. Oh, this guy's going to be a math genius. Math genius, think of it. And then, he's going to learn. And this is where fuzzy logic comes in. And this is where sensitivities come in that you don't think of a robot. He's going to learn the cultural expectations that accompany all the different languages he knows. Well, William, you will learn this in school, I'm sure you know. But when you speak a language, like if you speak English, English has certain cultural expectations of how you speak. If you were to learn another language, you'd have other cultural expectations. I'll give you a famous example. And this is from a professor who did a lot of work with the Hopi Indians in what's now Calizona. And the Hopi Indians have their own language. They've had it for thousands of years. But you know how you'll say, I am going to go to school tomorrow? You can't say that in Hopi, because in Hopi, there's no future tense. There's no I am going to, or I will think, or anything. Everything is right now, is present. Well, if everything is right now present, think of it. It's a whole different expectation, because there's no future. There's no past. It's just right now. So languages are very important. Oh, at any rate, languages are important. And so Ninja Robot is going to start learning the cultural differences in languages so that he can use the language better. And then finally, Timothy Talltale said, Oh, there is another addition. I think Mr. Nigiyoshi-san added this in at the very last minute. He says, because he's increasing Ayatsuri Ninja Robot's engineering and design capability, it's going to allow Mr. Nigiyoshi-san to start creating new technology solutions based on the cross-technology database integration that'll happen in Squeaky Toy. Timmy Tommy Toby said, huh? And his sister said, huh? And Tomorrow Tool Tall Sale said, could you read that again? Timothy Talltale said, yes, this is so exciting that he's going to have such great engineering and design capability that now Mr. Nigiyoshi-san can create new solutions that we haven't even thought about, because he can see what Squeaky Toy does, and then he can go beyond it, and he can use the analytic capabilities and the statistical functioning and the fuzzy logic and the sensory inputs to create cross-technology database integration and really, really, really make a super robot. 3T said, I kind of like Squeaky Toy the way he is. Maybe we shouldn't have this solar hat. Duh, Timothy Talltale said, what are you kidding me? We got to have this hat. This is the best thing going. Oh, Squeaky Toy, you're going to be so happy. Oh, and there's one more thing. You're going to have GPS enabled so that we can find you if you get lost. 3T said, Squeaky Toy get lost? I don't think that's possible. But Timothy Talltale said, well, you never know. He might lose his hat. He might run out of energy. He might get lost. So we can find him. GPS. Yes. So I love it. Oh, Squeaky Toy, we are so lucky. Oh, we're so lucky. Oh, this is going to be fun. I can't wait for Mr. Nigiyoshi-san to get here. And Timothy Tommy Tomy said, oh, Squeaky Toy, this is going to be very interesting. His sister said, will you still clean up my room? And Squeaky Toy just laughed and said, of course I'll clean up your room. And then Tomorrow O'Toole Talltale, bless her soul, said, well, time for dessert. Let's have some ice cream and apple pie. Oh, they were so happy. And oh, the Talltale House was so happy that night. And even 3T was happy. You know why? Because they forgot about his homework. And he did it the next morning on his way to school on the bus. Timothy Tommy Toby, that's not the way to get ahead in the world. Well, The Talltale family was very happy. They were very happy. They were very happy. Yay, squeaky toy. We're going to be so good. Oh, it's going to be so great. But I know two people who weren't happy. No, that was Kashiko and Tony Ernesto. And Tony and Kashi went home. And then Kashi called up his uncle, Mr. Kamakura-san. And he said, Uncle, oh, you have the robot. Yes, bring him right in. We've got a place for him in our warehouse. We're going to store him here till we can get him to Los Angeles. And Mr. Kusumoto-san is going to... Oh, I'm sorry, Uncle. I'm sorry. I have to say, Sumimasen, I have to say, we had him, but we lost him. Well, Kashi didn't want to go into it. He really didn't want to try to explain to his uncle that he hadn't exactly lost him. The ninja squirrels had stolen him. But how do you explain that a ninja squirrel steals a robot? It's very difficult. So he said, well, we had him, but we sort of ran into some problems and he got away. Oh, Mr. Kamakura-san hit the roof. He hit the roof. I hit the roof. Oh, I can't believe this. Oh, and he started yelling at Kashi in Japanese. Tony heard it on the phone and said, oh, I'm glad I'm not talking to my uncle. He looked at me and said, you, Kashi, you have one more chance. You get that robot. If you don't get that robot, you're going back to Tokyo, and that Tony guy, he's fired. Oh, well, Tony didn't want to lose his job. I mean, it was a good job. He did a good job. He did a good job, and it was a good job. He said, I don't want to be fired. And Kashi said, I don't want to go back to Tokyo right at the moment. I mean, yeah, at some point, but okay, Uncle Kamakura-san, I will do what you say. And he hung up. He looked at Tony and said, Tony, what are we going to do? Tony, what are we going to do? Tony said, okay, here, I'll put in a call. So he called his buddy again. He said, look, we got the taco truck for you. We're going to bring it back. Yep. We sold all our tacos. It were good. Thanks, man. We got a little money for you, too. We'll give that. Listen, can we borrow another truck? We got to go back. This place, everybody buys all our stuff. We want to go back. We're thinking maybe Wednesday. We'll go back Wednesday. Yeah, okay. Okay. All right, man. That's good, man. Okay. I'm going to drive your truck back right now. And then, when Tuesday night, I'll pick up the other truck. Okay. And he hung up. He looked at Kashi and he said, well, Kashi, we got another truck, but this is the last one. He says he can't keep giving up his trucks. He's got people to pay. He's got food to sell. Kashi said, okay, well, what kind of truck is it this time? Tony looked at him and said, well, it's a chili dog truck. A chili dog truck? Yeah, it's a chili dog truck. Well, pizza is one thing. Everybody loves pizza. Who doesn't love pizza? And tacos, well, you know, Kashi was a sushi chef. He knew how to roll a taco, so he did that. But chili dogs? I don't know anything about chili dogs. And Tony said, well, I think it's easy. You just you have a big cauldron of chili, and then you have a big pot of melted cheddar cheese, and then you have your dogs. And you put a dog on, and then you put your chili on and your melted cheese, and that's it. Can't be hard. Well, but a chili dog truck? And so Tony said, listen, I got a plan. Listen, here's what we're going to do. We got the chili dog truck, right? Okay, so we get bungee cords. Lots of bungee cords. I mean, lots of bungee cords. And we're going to wrap this guy up. You know what? Let's not even do bungee cords. Let's just do plain electrical cords, because he can't break the electrical cords. We'll use electrical cords. And we'll wrap them up so we can't move. And then we'll just dump them in the chili cauldron and put the cover on. And nobody will see them. And then we can drive away and we'll be back. Yay, we'll give them back. And that'll be it. It'll be all over. Kashi said, how are we going to hold them down? How are we going to hold them down to put the wires on? He said, well, I think he likes us now. He saw us trying to help him with the ninja squirrels. And so maybe he thinks we're his friends. So I think we can get him into the truck. We'll say, Mr. Robot, little robot, we need some help. We can't help. And then we'll ask him if he can help fix something. We'll have something broken. We'll break something. We'll break it. And then when he climbs in to fix it, well, we'll wrap our electrical cord around his legs. And once we get him around his legs, he won't be able to run away. And then if he comes out, then we'll just wrap his arms up tight and we'll put him in the chili. And then we'll put a cover on. And he can yell all he wants. Nobody will hear him. But won't the chili burn him? We'll turn the chili off way before we get there. It won't be hot. He's a robot after all. We'll throw him in. But won't it ruin him? Nah, he's a robot. We'll just wash him off when we get out. Okay. All right. So they laid their plans. They laid their plans to steal Ayatsuri Ninja robot again. and they're going to take him and put him in chili. Oh, how ignominious, how terrible, in a chili pot, and they're going to drive away. Well, they think they're going to drive away. They think they're going to get Ayatsuri Ninja Robot into the chili pot and drive away, but they don't know the future. I do, but you don't. So you're going to have to listen to the next story to find out what happens. So, dear William, this is it. The plans have been laid, and Ayatsuri Ninja Robot might be stolen before Mr. Ningyoshi-san gets there. Oh, no, this can't happen. What shouldn't happen to the best of robots. So something's going to happen. We know something's going to happen. It's not going to be good. You're going to want to listen again. I'll tell you again. But now, right now, I hope you have a good night's sleep. I hope you give your little sister Lauren a big, big hug, because she's about the same size as Ayatsuri Ninja Robot, and you'd hug Ninja Robot, wouldn't you? And then give your mom and dad a good, big hug goodnight, because they're the most wonderful people in the whole world. And you have a good sleep and a good time, and I will tell you another story another time. Love you, William.